listen to this. Check this out for a story. I'm going to tell this story on the air, what I just told you, without naming any
names. Okay, yeah, yeah.
I am Chris Moyles. I have a daily radio show, and I speak into a microphone here, and millions of people hear it. However, I also have a flat and a car and a girlfriend. I have a fridge which needs food in it. I have, you know, an oven, phone line. You know, I have a life. And it's hard to believe, but I do. And occasionally you will ring up. And because Chris Moyles is my real name, people often go, when you ring in your call centres, whatever, is that Chris Moyles off radio? So you kind of get used to that a little bit. And to be honest, it helps more than it hinders. So I've got a problem with my car. So I ring my insurance company and they answer the phone. And she's talking about, you know, have you got your policy number? I said, I actually don't, but I've got all my other details and blah, 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 blah. What's your registration? What's your first name? What's the first line of your address? What's your mum's maiden name? What's your inside leg measurement? What's your favourite Rod Stewart record? Who won the FA Cup in 1972? It's all that. What's your password? I went, I don't even know I had one. I mean, do I need to give it to you? I'm just giving you, like, every detail about me. Well, it says there's a password on it. Hold the line a second. Oh, great. So you get there listening to Joss Stone, Super Duper Love, for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Hello, is that Chris? Is that Mr. Miles? Yeah. Hi, it's... whatever. Laura, floor supervisor. Yes, it's not a problem, because you don't actually need your password. All right, okay. And I'm thinking, then why am I talking to you? But if you do need it for future reference... Oh, yeah, thanks very much, that's great. Yeah, but you don't actually need it. I'll put you back into the person. Back on hold. It's the next track of Joss Stone's album. Well, I think it might have been James Blunt, actually. Something Please Pick Up. So this goes on for a while, and then eventually... Hello, Mr. Miles. Yeah, hiya. Right, you don't actually need your password. No, I know, I've just had this from your floor supervisor. Right, and actually, you kind of come through the wrong department. You need to ring a completely different number. Which would have been nice if they said that right at the start of the call. But anyway, it doesn't matter. So I said, all right, what's the number? She gives me the number. And then I swear, are you a radio man? Yes, I am the radio man, yeah. It's radio man, yeah. Yeah. Oh, are we on radio right now? No, I'm a customer and my car's broken down, you damn cow. All right, yeah, yeah. Will you say hello to us on radio? There's a bloody good chance I might now, love. I just need to get my car fixed. I'm just a customer, just, you know. Right, I was on radio. No, it's not on radio now. No, but it's done. Oh, wow, are you on radio tomorrow? I'm going to go now because I want my car fixing. All right, bye. Here's radio, man, yeah. Click. Unbelievable.
No names.
I'm not going to mention anybody's name. You're radio, man.
Yeah.
We are there now. Yeah. It's one of the most unfunny wind-up phone calls ever. I ring you, tell you my car's broken down. You send somebody out to fix it. I drive off. I mean, I don't know how well it'll work, but we're going to give it a try, love. And you're the star.
All my calls are recorded for entertainment purposes.
Sitting around the office listening to... You're radio, man! Anyway, if you're listening, love, yes, I was a radio man. Have a lovely Christmas.